Oh, here we go.
Good morning. Let's have cheerful clapping. Let's have positivity.
I'm going to clap and tune. Oh, for goodness sake, Jenny.
No, you can't remember. I'm going to put you off.
Bye. I'm singing along.
I'm going to put you off by clapping like this.
Bugger.
And then going like this.
La, 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 la. La, 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 la. You are
not sure
such a handful.
I'm not sure I can be any more annoying. I might have peaked.
I might have reached peak annoying. Listen, I think you've got plenty of room in there for more.
9:15 in the morning. We're recording this on a Thursday, the Thursday before it comes out on the Friday. Do you know this is our 90th episode?
90th? I know it is. I noticed that as well. Oh, my God. Do you think we'll get an OBE for...
No, I don't think we will. Maybe when we do 100, 10 more, we'll have done 100. No, I don't know whether we'll get an OBE. I won't get an OBE because I'm too sweary. You might get an OBE.
If you start doing more charity work,
you've got to do more charity work, Judith. I think you have.
I think they could give you one for, like, services to... You know, the menopause and crafting. Could we ask something like that? Maybe.
To both of us for encouraging crafting and also coleslaw sales.
That's the winner, actually.
Yeah, I don't want a fucking OBE. You see, I've got swearing already. Very frustrated. Got to do some swearing. Do you know what, Judith? I just want an OBE. I mean, my dad got an MBE. That was very sweet. I want a title. I'm not really going to be happy until I get Dame Eclair of Coleslaw and Vagisan.
I want the proper title. That's nice.
Or is it the Baroness where you get Baroness Eclair of Coleslaw and Vagisan?
I was going to say the Damehood, yes. Quite nice. Yeah, no, I'd like to be a Baroness. I know somebody who's a Baroness.
I know you do.
Yeah, I know. And I won't say who she is, but I've kind of walked into the House of Lords with her a couple of times. And it's like, oh, God, do you feel important or what? You know,
Did you nick anything when you went in? I had lunch with Margaret Hodge there once. I did. I went. Yeah. I had lunch with Margaret Hodge. And in the ladies' toilets, right, there's a little desk. I mean, it's filthy. It's absolutely filthy. There's rats. There's a little desk in the ladies' toilets with all notepaper in. And I nicked a load of that.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Don't blame you. Yeah, if I'd seen that, I'd have taken that as well.
Absolutely.
But I think I quite like to be more important than I actually am. Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. I'm thinking statues, Judith. I think that maybe there should be an older and wider statue of the two of us. Sort of equidistant between London and Oxford. Sort of off an A road somewhere in a field. Maybe someone would like to make a scarecrow of the two of us. That would do us. As long as there's something, for heaven's sake. Oh, God.
Couldn't agree more. So, 90 episodes. I wonder what we'd be like at 90.
I won't live till I'm 90. I won't get there, Judith.
You will.
I won't. I don't know whether I want to, to be quite honest.
Well, I know, but you will. When you get there, you will. Once you start to get into your 80s and your mid, you'll think, I might do another
10 years. I might manage. I don't know. My mother always said 86 was her cut-off.
What does she mean by that?
Well, that's when she was last really well and she was driving. I'm just trying to work out whether my father was still alive. I think her happiest was obviously when Derek was alive and it was just the two of them and they were living in a cottage together and they just were having a laugh. I'm not sure. I mean, I went to see her in the care home last week, you know, when it was my day off. And I mean, it's a tragic scenario where I get in this minivan and I sit right at the back and it's great because this minivan I'm allowed to travel in while I'm doing this TV show has got a screen. It's even got curtains and cushions and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. He takes me to see my mum and he sort of parks up on the drive of the nursing home. And then I get my mobile phone out and I phone the nursing home. And someone gives my mother a mobile phone and we talk on the mobile phone through the window, but sometimes she forgets she's talking on a mobile phone and it's upside down and inside out. And she puts it down on the windowsill and has another go. But it's better than nothing. And I'm going again today.
Good. Good. Yes. And yes. Does she look all right, Jenny?
She looks so well cared for. I mean, that is the thing, because I think, you know, what often happens with older women, you know, is, and when you notice that they're starting to kind of neglect themselves, and then, you know, that's when alarm bells start ringing, really.
Yes. Oh, yes.
When there's, I mean, mind you, Judith, people can look at me now and again and think, has she started to really lose it? You know, a bit soup encrusted. You know, and a little bit grubby round the edges. You know, my mother is, she looks really kempt.
Yeah. She looks what? She looks well kempt. She looks kempt. Does she? Does she? That's nice. And does her face light up when she sees you?
Well it's never, there's always a sort of, oh, fuck, she's here.
She's probably looking at you thinking, oh, God. You know.
What's she want? What's she want?
What
does
she want?
No, she's absolutely delighted. What's she? Yeah, I try and make her laugh through the window and all that kind of thing. But, you know,
that's good. Yeah.
What kind of old lady are you going to be, Judith? You're going to be as bossy as ever, aren't you?
I'm going to be, I think, yes. I think at her age, I think, I tell you what I'll do. I think I might have the room by the door.
You're not allowed to choose. You can't choose, Judith. It's one out, one in. You have to wait for someone to die and then they give you their room. You can't put your name down for the room by the door.
I've got a feeling that I might be a bit of an operator, a bit of a sort of, you know, I think I might know how to work the system. Do you know what I mean?
Move
I might
them be around, a bit like aren't that. You? You're going to call a meeting in the nursing home when you end up in one. Go, I think I'm going to reorganise the rooms. And I think
yes,
I'm going to take
the
one by the door.
Exactly. I think I might be, yes, I've got a horrible feeling that I might be a bit like that. I'm going to be daubed with crumbs and soup and paint. I'm going to be like a sort of massive Miriam Margolyes.
Yeah, you've got a big bosom, you see, Judith, so everything lands on the shelf. Yeah.
Well, indeed, it's already doing that, absolutely.
With me, it's my gut, because my gut is bigger than my tits, obviously. So basically, in terms of soiled, you know, we're soiled in different areas. You're more soiled around the bust.
Yes,
because your bust catches everything, and I'm more soiled around the gut.
I think you're going to be a handful. I think you're going to be the sort of person that, you know, the visitors will say, "Well, you're not seeing that Jenny and Claire, are you?"
Don't sit next to her. Whatever you do, Grandma, don't sit next to her at lunchtime.
Yeah, keep away from her. Yeah, I think I've got this vision of you actually with kind of, you know, your makeup sort of daubed on as if you haven't really put your glasses on.
Yeah,
kind
let's
of
face
big.
It, my eyesight's not going to get any better.
No, it's not. It's not. I think you're going to have great big sort of daubings of lipstick and spiky,
very pink
hair.
Cheeks, very over-rouged cheeks. And I might lose track of how many false moles I've put on. I might have about 8.
Oh, my God. Oh, listen, we've got to get onto The Crown and that scene where they put daubs
Ibble
on
dibble.
There.
Yeah, have you played
Ibble Dibble? Absolutely. Yeah.
Do you play it in your family?
No,
are you
I've
posh
never
enough for Ibble Dibble?
No, yeah, no, yeah. I've never even heard of it.
Oh,
did
no,
you?
We played it. Yeah. We used to play it ages ago. My grandmother got in a right mess. I mean, seriously, she looked like a sweep. She looked like a chimney sweep in the end. we'll come on to The Crown later.
Oh,
we can't talk about The Crown now, Judith,
yes,
because
got lots
Crown
to say.
And Television Roundup comes at the end of the show. We're having a catch-up now.
Indeed.
So you're going to be bossy old woman in a nursing home with a room by the door. What else are you going to have?
Well, I tell you what, I'd probably find a way of getting somebody to hoist me into some sort of pool. I think, you know, I'm going to need to immerse myself in water. So there'll be some poor sob that has to drive me to the local pool and hoist
local
me
pool,
in.
Local pool in a hoist? Are you going to be hoisted?
I've got a feeling I will.
No,
absolutely.
You won't, Judith. You'll be diving into a lake till you're 103.
Oh, well, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
You'll be going on a three-wheeler bike. That's what you're going to have. You're going to want
one of those
road hogs. Three-wheeler bikes. And in sort of a few years' time, they'll have an electric one. So you'll
there's somebody in the village that's got one. I know. I thought, blimey, she's whizzing down the road. And then I realised.
Because they weigh about half a tonne. I mean, you need them to be electric, really, don't they? Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure. I think, rather good fun, but it's not going to work in Camberwell, I don't think. I genuinely don't. I don't think you can have
trouble with that.
Yeah.
But you'll presumably be still doing, well, not sit-down comedy. Will you be doing sort of lie-down comedy?
I'll be lying.
By then, really?
I'll be pushed on stage in a bed. I might sit up for a bit. I'll have a cushion plumper. I'll have a tour manager who comes on to plump my cushions. Yeah. And I might sit up for 10 minutes and just do a bit of stand up.
Do just very, very short shows for us all.
Yeah, just do really short shows, which people love. People just look at the watch going, great, I'll be home by 8:30. I'll do 10 minutes, then I'll have a snooze. And then I'll come back, do another 10 minutes. Yeah, you'll all be home by 8:30.
Sounds as if it's going to suit us very well. Absolutely. I also think, I bet you'll have a parrot that you will have trained to be really filthy.
Why would I need a parrot, Judith? Why would I need a parrot when I've got me? I don't need a parrot to swear for me. I'm just sitting there in a corner and go, oh, fuck off anyway. Fuck you and fuck that and fuck everybody. Anyway, there we go.
I know. I used to think that I'd quite like to be in the same home as you, if you get to choose, which, of course, you wouldn't be able to, but I think I've just struck that off my list.
Yeah, you want to be in a country home anyway.
I do. I've got to be able to open the window. I wouldn't be able to survive without that.
Open a window? Oh, open it. I haven't been able to open a window for... Oh, it's been about 10 days now, hasn't it?
Are you still in that hotel? Are you still up in
Manchester? It's 2 weeks. Yeah, I'm still in the hotel in Manchester. It's been 2 weeks since I've been able to open a window or walk to a front door and just open it myself.
Oh, that would drive me mad.
To be honest, Judith, I don't need to wait to see what it's like to live in a care home because I'm living in one, because I'm living in one room and I can't open the window.
God, what's it smell like?
Oh, God, it's disgusting. Honestly, it because they don't clean every day. And obviously, you have to have a takeaway at night because there's no restaurant.
What do you mean they don't clean? Oh, because of COVID, they don't clean every
COVID,
day. Because
of COVID, any old fucking excuse.
Well, how often are they cleaning it?
Well, only when I collar them and say, I'm out from 8 o'clock in the morning till 7 o'clock at night. You know, you're very welcome to come in and sort of maybe... So empty a litter bin or sort of try and get my lavatory to flush. Oh, it's a very weak flush. I mean, I've always found that in Manchester and I don't want any letters. I lived here for a long time. but I'm on the... You'd think that when you're on the 22nd floor that your flush would be efficient. We're very high
would
up.
Actually. You
would. You'd think it would just be a tiny push and it would go gush down. It goes, oh, it's six times for a wee and 10 for a poo.
Oh, my God.
I tell you, Judith, I spend half my life pushing that button. The other day I walked in and it hadn't been cleaned. That's fine. I mean, it's my own mess. But weirdly, it smelled like wet nappies.
It is sounding more and more like a care home.
It really is. It so is. And I've got this corner of snacks. And
A snack corner
with, you know, crackers and stuff like that. And I had a load of stuff in my little mini bar fridge, you know, because obviously they've taken everything out of the mini bar. So I had sort of milk and cream cheese and, you know, yogurt and hummus and that sort of thing. I came back the other night and my fridge had broken. My fridge had been broken all day and I hadn't opened it until 8 o'clock at night, when I was reaching for my glass of chilled Chardonnay and it was this lukewarm. And, you know, at this point, I realised all my food had gone off. But the thing that tipped me over the edge, Judith, was the Chardonnay. Yes.
Yeah, I bet it did.
What would you suggest I do at this point?
Well, I mean, for goodness sake, I don't know why you haven't tried this. Why don't you just keep checking out and checking back in? I mean, it seems to me that they couldn't argue with that. You just, you know, you need to scoop all your stuff up. Yeah, okay, this is what I'd do.
Okay.
For a start, in reception, somewhere or other, they'll have one of those big trolleys, right?
I know that you know. Right? Yes, you get one of those yourself. I was offered one of those on the first day. I'm trolley savvy. Yeah,
okay,
you get one of those.
So you get that wheeled into your room, you stack all your stuff on, all right, everything. Just stack it on, snack corner and everything.
Yeah.
And you put it in the lift, you go down to the to reception.
Check out.
And you say, you check out, and you and then you say, right, well, now I'm checking in, I want a different room. Job done.
I'm on my third room already. I've done the trolley thing twice already, and it takes me... Should I tell you how long it takes me to pack up my room?
Go on.
80 minutes. I've timed myself. It's 80 minutes. to get, because I have spread. You know what I'm like. You've been in dressing rooms of mine. You know, some people, actors and performers, kind of divide into two halves, and some are really pristine, and they put a towel out in their dressing on their dressing room table, and they have a little photograph of their family and some neat and tidy, and some maybe some perfume and their makeup all sort of out. And mine's just a complete. I mean, mine looks like a teenager's bedroom within half an hour.
Noticed, actually.
Yeah, I know. It's because I have to be quite tidy at home. I'm just, you know, when I'm by myself, I'm just a pig. Yeah. So my fridge is broken. It's 8 o'clock at night. I'm already in my nighty, Judith, because, you know, end of day, I come home, I have a bath, strip all my clothes off because, you know, COVID, etc. And I'm in my pyjamas. The phones are also all out in the hotel. So I'm trying to... I know, Judith.
You're kidding.
So I have a choice here. I either get on my mobile phone and find the number of the hotel and phone from outside.
It'll be some central booking fucking place or something.
Absolutely.
Won't it?
So I think, right, okay, I'm going down to reception in my pyjamas.
Did you take your dressing gown?
I haven't got a dressing gown here. Put a cardi on because otherwise my tits look a bit weird. And some people are checking in and I'm just huffing and puffing, you know, from a distance. And all I want to do, Judith, and I spend my whole life here doing this, trying to get a bottle of wine out of them. They're very stingy. Because I've had to move rooms. I'm now in my third room.
Oh, that's annoying.
And they can't help you move and it takes forever. And, you know, I'm working quite hard and all that sort of thing. And I have to do it all by myself. That's fine. That's fine. You know, I mean, I'm bleating now because this is what I do to them to try and get a bottle of wine. I've got one bottle of wine out of them.
I'd have got more. I know.
But I went down and I just said, you know, I am very end of tether here. You know, all my food had spoiled. And I was trying to lie at this point. I said, you know, I had a side of salmon. and, you know,
bit
some
of artistic license.
Yeah, yeah. And some cream, some double cream.
Yes, exactly.
All these things. Prawns and a side of salmon and everything's gone off.
In your mini
And I said, you know, and all I really wanted was a chilled glass of white wine. And I really think that, you know, as in way of compensation, you should send me a bottle up.
Absolutely.
You know what they said? There were the boss man Constantine was there. He said, "We will send you up an ice bucket with some ice."
Oh my God!
You know, it's not the same, is it? It's not the same.
That is awful. Yeah, that is awful.
Yeah, I've now got two fridges in the room.
Have you?
Yeah, they put another one in.
A spare one. The thing is that rooms aren't. I mean, they're just designed for some casual sex, really, aren't they? And people with a laptop for one night. I mean, hotel rooms aren't. You know, you're not supposed to stay in them for that long. God. But I don't, I mean, I, you know, I can't,
I'm just
I can't
really
see
laughing
why they
at
can't
the idea
just...
of having casual sex in this room, in this sort of bed sit, disgusting. I had a salmon niçoise the other night from Ask and I can still smell it. I really can. I mean, you know. And then Jeff and Phoebe, for some reason, Judith, they sent me a cheese parcel.
Oh, that's nice.
Really nice. But it's massive, right? It looks, it's in a box that's bigger than a pair of trainers.
Oh, right? God, so that's a lot of cheese.
I know. And I haven't had the temerity yet to bring it up to my room. It's still in the reception fridge, which is quite big. Because
oh, I see. You've got an overspill area.
I just think I cannot, in all consciousness, open a smelly cheese parcel down this corridor,
which
already, you know, I've reeked out. And last night I heard somebody doing housekeeping, you know, soaps and that, throwing them in through the door. And I just said, my room smells. And she chucked this thing down on the floor in my corridor. And it was a piece of very... It looked like a piece of very thin Kendall mint cake, Judith.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it had been broken off from a bigger piece. I've never seen this stuff before. It was like a piece of chemical-smelling fibre. And it smelt very strong. And I think it was made of the same stuff they put in men's urinals.
Oh, I think you mean those things that you used to have in loos that were on a sort of clip underneath, like a solid...
Yeah, like a cake of stuff.
Jenny. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Probably
so I put that in. She said, put it on top of your wardrobe. So I put that on top of my wardrobe for a bit. But then my eyes started to stream and I got a headache and I started to hallucinate. So I chucked it out in the far end of the corridor where I just can get a bit of a whiff of it. I've got a bit of a cold, by the way, so I'm going to blow my nose.
Oh, have you? That's boring. Well, you're in one sort of prison. And I'm in a kind of different sort of prison, really, which is obviously in lockdown.
You're in a luxury open prison with a garden.
It's different. I know. And I can, I know. And I would, I mean, like I know you are, I would really miss being able to sort of potter about in the kitchen and everything. No, I know.
It's, I think that cooking instinct is really kind of entrenched, Judith. I mean, more so with you than me. But my mother, you know, I mean, her dementia is on the sort of, you know, nursery slope. So she does know who I am and all that kind of thing.
Yes.
We can have a decent conversation.
Yeah, thank goodness.
But a lot of her wanderings around are trying to find her own kitchen, and she wants to cook and she wants a pan.
Isn't that interesting?
Talking about, I need to go out to get some food. I haven't been food shopping. And I really could do with going to get some food. And, you know, I don't have anywhere to go. I do need a pan.
It's interesting, isn't it? I mean, it's obviously very, very, very hardwired in us, really.
That well, more so of... you than me, I think, Judith, to be
well,
quite
yeah,
honest.
But also I suppose it's a sense of purpose, isn't it? It's that feeling that you've got something purposeful in your day. Otherwise, I mean, that actually, seriously, I mean, at least you're obviously working very hard. But, I mean, the idea of not having anything that you had to do in it. I mean, when we do get to the care home situation, that is hard. It is hard, isn't it?
Yeah, so what's going on in the garden? What do you do, Judith? What's going on? How do you spend your days?
I've been spending a lot of time in the Wendy house. I have been spending so much time in the Wendy house, Jenny, that it's kind of become, I've realised this. I mean, actually, I did start to think that I might take some soup in a flask. I kind of go there for the day. I'm starting to go there for the day, if I'm honest. A bit sick, yeah, Mike and I are a bit sick of each other, like everybody living together in lockdown, I'm sure. So yes, I'm spending a lot of time in the Wendy house, and I've lit the there's a log burner in it. It's fantastic. God, so I've got a bit of heat in there, and I've been doing loads of painting and popping.
You did a very good oil of the sea. The oil of the sea. How long did that take?
Yeah. Well, I did the masterclass. I mean, don't be too impressed. First of all, it's, you know, it's a copy of a William Homer. But and I did the masterclass at the Norfolk Painting School, which we're now virtually patrons, by the way. We're so besotted with it.
Yeah.
And it's 50 quid. And so it was quite a big sort of layout, really, for me in a way. So I really took it seriously, and I took loads of notes, and I kind of, so I did it with him. And then I sort of did it on my own. Didn't take me that long, really, but I had to get the colours right. And I'm really pleased with it, if I'm honest.
How big is it? Is it sort of bigger than a laptop?
Oh, yes, quite a lot bigger than that. It's probably be about twice the size of a laptop, or maybe four times. And they've got my big brushes out. And
on canvas or board?
Canvas. Oh. And I'm pleased with it. You know, if I'm honest, I kind of walk by. It's terrible, isn't it? I walk by and I think, it's quite good.
Are you going to get it framed, Judith? You know, if you like it that much, you know, that's when we know we really think we've done a nice job, when we're thinking, I'm going to frame it.
I think I might do a lot more sea, because I love the sea. And I think now I've got the hang of it, I could actually tackle a few more sea things.
Yeah, knock out a couple of Turners. Do you remember when you did the Manet? You know, it's time to get into your Turner period.
Knock them out.
So happy in the Wendy house. I'm doing artwork in my hotel cave. I've got Art Corner.
I've seen them. They're lovely. I mean... Can I just say that, you know, we put a lot of this on the old Instagram, and people are very, very nice, aren't they? They say, oh, lovely. Oh, that's marvellous.
They've liked yours the best. You've won this week. Your Seascape won this week.
I think I probably did win this week. Not that it's a competition.
Well, of course it is.
But no, I suppose I just think I could be oversharing here. I think there is a danger that I could be sort of, oh, here's another one.
Well, we're not doing anything else. Do you know what I mean? I mean, there's nothing else we can share. Yeah. You know, we're not buying new shoes. We're not going to fancy bars. We're not saying, oh, look at this cocktail I'm drinking in this, in this cocktail bar. We're not doing anything else. All we're doing is sort of, you know, I've got a sketchbook and some crayons.
It's come to this, hasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, it is what I did yesterday. The only thing I did yesterday was paint in my Wendy house and try and discipline the dog, who I have to say is getting very naughty indeed.
Yeah, we see she's gone into her toddler phase, hasn't she? Don't you think that, you know, she's no longer a baby?
No, she's not. She's worse than that. She's the last couple of times I've even said sit, which is like first base, she unbothered. It's like, nah. Yeah, I know. So honestly, it's so, I tell you,
you thought
what,
you'd got lucky with that dog.
Yeah, well, particularly because I think I showed off a few weeks ago. Yeah, you know, did. The trainer said, "Oh, she's awesome." Well, she is, but she decided not to be awesome anymore. She decided to be the kind of dog that rushes through the door and jumps up on the cream sofa with all her muddy paws. I've got the bloody Vanish spray everywhere. I'm thinking of buying a carpet cleaner. I had to change my trousers, I kid you not, twice the other day.
Wow, did you wet yourself?
Because she jumps up. No. She jumps up. Got bloody mud everywhere here. It's not like we, you know, can't go to a park. Mud everywhere. It's a country.
There'd be mud in the park, Judith. There'd be mud in the park. I can guarantee you that.
She'd find it.
Can you not?
She'd probably find it.
Can you not buy them? I don't know much about dogs. A little Wellington boot or something like that. I don't know.
Well, funny enough, there was a woman. I saw a woman the other day walking about six dogs. She obviously does it professionally. My God, she had her hands full. And they'd all got these kind of fleecy things. I mean, they look ridiculous. But so they just, the only bit that was showing and therefore exposed to mud were their 4 feet and obviously their bottom so they could poo.
Yeah.
And then she says, yeah, that's the answer. You need to get one of those. So probably have to invest in one of those. It cost a fortune. So there's that. Yes.
You know the dog walker? Her dogs wearing matching ones? Was it like, you know, when you see a load of kindergarten kids, nursery school kids out with... a couple of grown-ups,
with
and
boaters.
They all have the same matching kind of sweatshirts or high-vis jackets with the sort of with the school's name on. Was it a bit like
much,
that?
Pretty much. They weren't the same colour, but you could see that they were all from the same stable in the same nursery. You're quite right. So shall I try out my... So I've decided then, from starting yesterday, I'm getting much, much tougher with her. So I've got kind of some new things, which is off. Yeah, for when she goes, she tries to get onto things or she tries to jump up. Drop it! That's my other one. Of course, they all have to be bribed with sausages, all of this. And leave it! What do you think?
You sound like Len from Strictly. You know, when he was doing seven! All that.
Oh, dear. This is what she's
done. Just
to
a
me.
Bit destructive. Poppy's gone into her destructive phase. What's the worst thing she's done?
Well, she's done loads of things, but her naughtiest thing that she does, which is actually just quite amusing, really, because there's a chair and then there's a chest of drawers onto which I have to put the cat food, okay? Because I can't put the cat food on the floor because she now eats the cat's food. So there's all this going on. But she's worked out a way of kind of stretching from the, trying to reach the cat's food, stretching from the chair to try and reach it, but she's not quite big enough. So she kind of forms this kind of dog hammock, if you can picture it, to try and get to it. And then the closer she gets to it, she nudges it further away. It's hilarious.
I can see that.
She'll get there. She's bloody
What's
determined.
That cat of yours called? You never talk about the cat because you don't like it. What's it called?
It's called Maria, I think, but I know it's terrible, isn't it? People do say to me, oh, it's a lovely cat, isn't it? Is it a girl or a boy? I thought, I can't remember. What's she called? It's called Maria.
Maybe I should get a little something in my cave here. Maybe I should just get myself a hamster. I wonder if you can get them online. Get a little hamster in it. Just to add to the fetid kind of mix that I'm living in.
Oh,
dear Judith. I need your advice here, right?
Oh, my God.
Is this a good idea? Okay. When I go to stay at my mum's next week, the nursing home, I don't have a vehicle. The nursing home is quite a way away. I'd say it's probably an hour's walk. So an hour there, hour back.
Oh, that
I mean,
is
I can
quite
do
a long
that.
Walk. Yeah.
Pardon?
No, but it's quite, yeah.
It's a long walk. It's a long walk. It's quite boring. I need a bike. I need a bike in Lytham.
You need a bike? Of course you do.
So I might be putting a plea out now. If anybody that lives in Lytham, bang slap in the middle of Lytham, that has a spare bike knocking around... let me know on either Twitter or Instagram and we might be able to, you might be able to leave it somewhere for me in a sort of secret place in Lytham and then I will return it to that secret place 3 days later. Or it's only 2 days. I only really need it for 2 days.
Oh, but actually that would be fabulous because couldn't you go and ride by the sea on the prom as well?
Well, there's a big cycle thing that's been Lytham to St Anne's now. There's a big cycle path.
That would be lovely, wouldn't it?
It would be great. Yeah, it really would.
Yeah. Do you mean an ordinary one or an e-bike?
Oh, no, I don't need an e-bike. No, I don't need anything fancy. I just need something that's got two, you know, decent pumped up tyres. And I can, you know, I'm 5'4". I'll just put it out there. So are there any middle-aged, slightly fat, 5'4" women in Lytham that want to lend me a bike for a couple of days
next
week?
I'm sure there will be. I hope so. I think that'd make a big difference to you.
Anyway, listen, last week we pulled ourselves together and tried to find some reasons to be kept cheerful. And we threw that out to our listeners.
To the gang, we did.
To the gang, yeah.
And they've responded very well, haven't they?
Haven't they? Now, let's just start with our good reason to be cheerful, Judith. What's our main reason to be cheerful?
Well, the merchandise is up and running, and it's, I have to say, very, very efficiently done. Mind you, having said that, there were about 2 or 3 days of kind of the gang not really getting it together technologically, wasn't it? It was like, how do I get onto the link? I can't press this. And I went, well, hold on a minute.
Yeah, it's actually really easy. But the thing is, you can't just put links on the picture on Instagram. People were stabbing at a picture on Instagram trying to find the link. It's in the bio. Or else you just put older and wider shop into your Google search and it'll come up.
Yeah.
It's going very well. People are particularly liking the key rings. And
yes,
I've
I'm
ordered
not surprised.
Some myself.
Have you?
Yes, because nobody's offered us any freebies.
No, they haven't, have they? I know. Nor are they likely to, unfortunately. No. Yes, the key rings are nice, aren't they? I mean, I haven't seen one in person yet.
No, I haven't seen one. I haven't held one in my hand, but I've ordered some for for my relatives for Christmas. Because we're having a £10 rule this year.
So, very good. Very good rule.
Yeah. So, as you said, Judith, we appealed for some reasons to be cheerful, and we got a lot of response. So do you want to take it away? Daisy's going to put a bed down, a musical bed, which for those not in the know means that she's going to run.
She's
a good one.
Okay.
That's what she's going to do in the background.
I love this, don't you? So we had a lot of suggestions. So shall I kick off?
Yeah, she might have to turn that down a bit. It's annoying.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we had a lot of suggestions. Mind you, people, well, they're a wily lot, our gang, aren't they? Because there were lots of people that said, oh, the thing that's making me cheerful is buying Jenny tickets to Jenny's show next year.
Because the thing is, this is a competition, isn't it, Judith? We've got a couple of mugs on offer.
Two mugs on offer. Big stakes.
Yeah.
So we had a lot of people saying dogs, sewing, knitting, cake, dry white wine.
Yeah. Oh, dry white. Well, now there's somebody who specifically said Dark Horse Chardonnay.
Yeah.
And she went right into my top 10 because that's
so
my wine.
So we better start. Okay. Yeah. Right.
Okay. So these are reasons to be cheerful. 1, 2, 3. Dark Horse Chardonnay.
A box of 60 Curly Whirlies from Amazon.
I didn't know you could buy them in boxes of 60. That's kind of mad. Watching Bob Ross paint.
Yeah. We've got every excuse to eat Christmassy food. Bring on the gluttony.
Yep. Someone said an electric blanket.
Yeah. Click and collect from the library. Well, who knew?
Clearing out the underwear drawer. Somebody wrote in, and there's a lot more to just clearing out the underwear drawer. She has culled all the underwear that makes her feel crap.
Very
I'd be
idea.
Left with an entirely empty underwear drawer at this point. But anyway, we've got a runner-up, haven't we, and two winners. Who's our runner-up, Judith?
So the runner-up is J. Lee Royd. And she said, a warm bed at night, oh yes. And being a community litter picker. Yes, absolutely. That's a double tick. That's a good runner-up.
She's our runner-up. And our two winners. One is Georgie Hogg, who is frantically stabbing wool with needles, which is keeping her sane. It's otherwise known as needle felting. Creativity is the key. Making things, as you know, with your beautiful paintings.
Yeah,
you see, Georgie, you won it on that last sentence, as you know, with your beautiful paintings. You've got a mug
for
that.
We're not stupid, are we?
Yeah.
And then the other winner, who's also going to be getting a mug, is Jane Ellen Butler. And she says, there's a vaccine. No, hang on. Two vaccines. Absolutely. And she says, I'm booking tickets to go and see Rag and Bone Men. Don't really know who they are.
Rag and Bone Man, Judith. It's just
sorry.
One man.
Rag and Bone
Jesus
man.
God.
Right. Have you heard of them?
Him. Jesus.
Oh, well done. Already, she says, there is a glimmer of light at the end of the tunnel, that humanity has prevailed, hopefully a little kinder and a little more thoughtful. It's all going to be okay. Thank you, Jane.
She gets a mug for that. She gets a mug for being optimistic. You did get a bit confused over Rag and Bone Man, but there we go. Personally, my favourite was a woman who got in touch with us through Instagram who said she was cheered up by the subtitles on The Crown. She noticed that instead of saying horses snicker, the computer typed horses knickers. And that made her laugh. And that's from Deb Hastings, but her Insta account is private. So even if she had won a mug, we wouldn't be able to tell her. Sorry, Deb, but that made me laugh a lot. So thank you very much, everybody, for joining in and all your reasons to be cheerful. OK, Judith, a very quick roundup of television and books. It's our cultural time of the week.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, The Crown. I mean, you know, it's kind of the World Cup for us, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
It really is. And do you know what happens when I watch The Crown, I've realised, is I go into that kind of... When Mike watches Man U play, he kind of leans forward, you know, and sort of blocks everything out like a boy. And I think I do that when The Crown's on. I mean, I don't want any talking. You know,
is Mike watching with?
Well, yes, he is. And a couple of times last night, he said, "Oh, that's shut up." I can't. I love it so much. It's God, it's good.
Do you think the royal family watch it?
I wonder if they do. They've got to, haven't they? Some of the young ones. I would have thought how could you resist it? I love it. I don't care about the artistic license. I am completely immersed with snackage and wine, and I am loving it.
Well, I think I'm on Ep 4, and I'm really enjoying Diana. I know there's been a bit of an outcry from people thinking it's anti-royal, and I do think it's gone a little bit panto. But I enjoy that. I'm enjoying the slight streak of madness that it has... sort
Absolutely.
Of adopted. I'm finding the Margaret and Dennis double act hilarious. I mean, the danger there is that we're becoming a little bit more sympathetic to Margaret Thatcher, who obviously was a loathsome old bitch. But in this, she and Dennis are sort of a streak of comedy through it. Also, Diana is gold, the actress playing Diana.
She's
got just enough mad in her eyes. And I loved the scenes with her three friends that she lived with in that flat in Earl's Court. I'd be very happy if somebody sat down now and wrote an entire series set in that Earl's Court flat in the year leading up to her meeting Prince Charles.
Actually, I know one of them, funnily enough.
Judith!
Yes,
what? 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 Fucking hell! Why have you never told me that in our entire friendship?
Well, I don't know her that well, but she was one of the mums at school in Hexham. And
oh
so, yeah,
God.
She was. She was, yes. So actually, the daughter was yeah.
Judith, get that producer's hat back on right now.
That'd be good, wouldn't
and
it?
And pitch your thing. Just even a documentary, anything would make. Track her down. Of course, she lives in the country. She'll have a black fucking Labrador. She'll live in the country.
Several,
she got fat. Did she get fat?
She's got land. No, she didn't. Not at all.
No, she'd be one of those thin women.
And I know which one she is, actually, that they've cast. I can see exactly which one she is. She's the one with short blonde hair. But I watched last night, we watched the one in Balmoral, and the comedy in that when Margaret and Dennis come down the stairs and they're all in the wrong...
All dressed up in the wrong thing.
Oh, they got the wrong thing. She hasn't brought any outdoor shoes. But that scene when they're playing whatever it is that you mentioned at the top, what's
Dibble.
It called again?
Dibble, with one ibble dibble to, that thing. My sister bought that back once she started mixing with posher people at university.
Did she?
Yeah. It's very, cool. Very sort of 80s, late 70s, early 80s thing, yeah. Yeah,
and I mean, they're all covered in this stuff on their face.
Yeah, it's a cork. You put ash on a cork and you sort of put, That's the thing. You blacken
the cork. Thatcher is trying really hard to do it.
She cheats as well. She does it really slowly. Number seven dibble with no ibble dibbles.
Oh, it's a marvellous scene.
Some people won't be watching it. I'm very sorry if we got getting boring about it, but it's taking us away from everything.
It is.
That's hugely enjoyable. So what about now the other new series back on the boxes is Nigella. Where are you on the Nigella?
Well, interestingly, because I watch stuff in the middle of the night when I can't get back to sleep. So she's in that category. And I watched it out of sort of desperation the other night. I thought, oh, I don't really like her, but I'll give it a go. And she started, and I just thought, I really loathe you. I mean, this is ridiculous.
That's not like you, Judith.
Well, just a bit. I mean, you just think, oh, look at that fucking house she lives in and all that. And then, oh, stop it. She's so kind of, sexy about it all. You just think, oh, get yourself a room. I mean, stop it. It's only food. Anyway, all of that went on. And then almost in about 2 minutes in, I thought, oh, look at the kitchen, though. Oh, my God. Look at the way she's hung up all those glass bits up there. Look at the colour that she's got on that wall. And look at that nice worktop. And then suddenly I want to be her. It's this kind of, sudden change. Suddenly I want to be her. And then she goes into this pantry, which is kind of, she's got all these kind of sliding glass doors.
Jack can knock you one of those up. He's done a couple of those, I promise you. He's done some lovely pantry work.
Oh, with all the stuff, and she's got all the kind of reds together of the chilies and the kimchi, and then she's got all the yellows. It's like her palette. It's like she's walking into this palette of cooking. Yeah. Then, of course, I start watching the actual cooking and I've cooked about three things already.
Oh, now I'm interested. I'm interested in what you've cooked, what you've chosen to cook. Because I glaze over. I mean, I find it fascinating and quite comforting, but I also find the cooking bit really boring. I watch her because I find her as unbelievable as a unicorn. I kind of think, does she really exist? Because I just don't know any other women that are so like that, that are like Nigella. I think that she's almost kind of like some creation.
But
I mean, the food is obviously great. People, I picked up on social media that people are using a lot of the recipes. So which ones have you done?
Well, the best one I've done by a long way is a curry. And I'm rubbish at curries. I can never, I've stooped to those jars in the past. Sorry, right. I have. Yeah. Just can't do them. But anyway, she did one of those in a kind of, so she whisked it all together. You know those things that kind of pulverise soup, all right? So she just, so basically just garlic, ginger, coriander and a few herbs and a chili, and you kind of pulverize it, and then you put and you fry it, and then you put coconut milk and tomato paste. So
tomato
it's just
paste, you
really
see, the
easy.
It's I can't do the tomato paste. Would it work without the tomato paste?
Oh, I'm sure it would. I absolutely am sure it would. But it, so yes, and then you throw in whatever you want to throw in. Whether it's cauliflower or we had prawns last night, or I did the chicken. Bloody fantastic. Nice. I think about it all the time. I think about, that was really good, wasn't it?
So the other thing that I haven't seen because don't have Sky is this Hugh Grant thing. I know a lot of people are talking about that.
The Undoing, yes. It's not only on Sky because we haven't got Sky, but I think you can get it on Amazon Prime or something.
Okay. Yeah, so when I get home, is this the one where Nicole Kidman doesn't take that green coat off?
Absolutely. She doesn't. She got this preposterously thin waist, which is shown off by this kind of almost like a maxi coat that goes nips right in at the waist. It's you're right. She has barely taken it off, but it's rather good and rather intriguing. Yes.
Okay, I'll catch it. I've finished the Queen's Gambit. Have you seen that yet? It's beautifully done.
Loved it.
Yeah, it was a very pretty, thing. Okay, books. Moving on to books. What are you on?
I'm still doing the Thursday Club, which I'm really liking on Audible. Loving that.
Good. I might move on to that next. I've finished the Vic Wood biography. Uh-huh. I have to say, I found the ending very, very difficult. I got very choked up and it was such a sad departure and such a sort of quiet, desperate, awful situation. And it really upset me. I found it so desperately sad. I really did. Have you got to the end yet?
Yep.
It's desperate. So, but it is a great, and I'm so glad that I listened to it. And it's such a wonderful piece of work. And somebody taught me through social media how to find the pictures. When you have an audio book, there are three dots at the top of your app. If you press those, they open up all the pictures that accompany books. so you
that was
can.
Clever of one of the gang, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, we are. Excellent. You are incredibly useful in our lives. Mm. Thank you so much for everything. I've still got a few hours left of my Robert Galbraith, who we also know as J.K. Rowling. Yeah. It's her recent crime fiction, Troubled Blood. And I've lined up the new Jonathan Coe, and I may tackle the Booker Prize winner, which should be announced right now today.
Ooh, get you being on the button, eh?
Yeah, I know, Judith. I know. Well, it depends which one won. If it's one of the easy ones, I'll read it. If it's one of the harder ones, well, I won't. Okay, just one email that we must mention, and I'll hand that over to you because I think it was your fault.
Oh, is it? We got ticked off, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Because we pronounced Kamala, I think. Yeah, so yeah. The wonderful vice president-elect, we were ticked off by Kathy, 52 and 11 months, who I think lives in the States, and apparently it rhymes with Pamela. So it's Kamala, okay?
Kamala. Wouldn't it be great if her middle name was Pamela? Wouldn't it be great if she's Kamala Pamela? That's us told. Trump still hasn't conceded. That rolls on.
Unbelievable.
That is the Christmas panto, isn't it? It really is. We don't need anything else. We have got to love you and leave you because I've got to go and see my mum. And Judith, what are you up to today?
I'm going to be walking the dog and doing some painting. More of the same.
Great.
Yeah, okay. And anyway, I'm starving now, so I better go. Anna wants to go to the loo.
What are you going to have?
I think I might have a kind of... late breakfast, really.
You can have a brunch. You can have all the trimmings. You can have bacon.
I might have it. Yeah, but I've got some nice lardons that I might. Yeah, I'm sorry. I hope you get that bike, by the way. Stop it. Pull yourself together, Jenny.
I can't bear it any fucking longer. That's all right. I'm having a great time, actually. Listen,
I love to tune.
Yeah, thank you very much. Take care, all, and we'll see you next week.
Bye, Jenny. Bye-bye. Lots of love.
Bye.